Hurricane Harvey was hard on Houston's art and culture community. 4 days of torrential rain nearly drowned the city's opera, ballet, and theater companies, along with a revered mural. But as NPR's John Burnett reports, they're drying out and starting over.
On August 28, as engorged Buffalo Bayou crept into Houston's theater district, Perrin Leach and Dean Gladden pulled on slickers and rubber boots and headed downtown for a look. Leach is the managing director of the Houston Grand Opera, and Gladden heads the Alley Theater next door. Their worst fears were confirmed. There were dead fish in the street. A foul brew of bayou water and sewage had surged into the theater district for the first time ever and gushed into their elegant performance buildings.
This room was an unholy mess, so we do know that the water was coming in with some force.
In the Wortham Theater, home of the opera, Perrin Leach shows where floodwaters destroyed dressing rooms, storage areas, and mechanical and electrical installations. He heads down a corridor that's being dried out by electric blowers. We step into a series of large rooms that have been stripped down to cinder block walls. In here, they lost costumes from the production of Julius Caesar, as well as thousands of shoes, from thigh-high boots to brocaded slippers. Then, there were the wigs.
This will give you an idea of some of the devastation. So, this is our wig shop.
How many wigs did you lose?
500 to 600 wigs, all made from human hair, each individually knotted. So, I mean, huge cash value. A wig can range anywhere between $1,500 to $2,500 to $3,000.
I mean, wigs are a big part of opera.
Absolutely, yeah.
Rebuilding the Wortham may cost as much as $60 million. Losses incurred by all six performing companies based in the theater district add up to another $60 million. The Alley Theater, a nationally renowned resident theater, suffered a similar fate.
The water was 10 feet high, so roughly about up to where this drywall is right here.
Managing director Dean Gladden leads the way through the alley's flooded out catacombs. Down here are the rooms that housed the theater's irreplaceable prop collection. Antique chandeliers, trunks, suitcases, telephones, period magazines.
We have everything that you would have in your house. This is 70 years of collecting props. So all of our prop storage was underwater, 100%.
In the performance world, the paramount ethos is the show must go on, and so it did. While renovation of the Alley's flooded out subterranean theater goes on, it is staging A Christmas Carol in its above ground theater that was not damaged.
I am the ghost of Christmas present.
The Houston Ballet, which also uses the Wortham, has moved its production of the Nutcracker to alternate venues around the city. The Houston Grand Opera never considered canceling its season either, from La Traviata to West Side Story. It needed a new performance space too, so the opera company constructed a freestanding theater inside the cavernous George R. Brown Convention Center and named it Resilience Theater. Not the greatest acoustic space, but adequate for the recent premiere of a Christmas-themed opera. Managing director Perrin Leach had experience constructing a theater in a sports stadium in his native UK, so he knew he could do it here.
When we first looked at the convention center, it was clear to me, who'd done something similar before, that we could do the show. And most of my colleagues were like, no way. And I was like, oh yeah, we can definitely do it.
The mayor's Office of Cultural Affairs has identified 71 arts groups in all that were impacted by Harvey. They range from the Wortham and the Alley to the Blue Triangle Community Center. This building, once a segregated YWCA, is home to a historic mural that's important to Houston's Black community. Stepping through a zipper opening to control humidity reveals a large painting in a style reminiscent of the Mexican muralist Diego Rivera. It depicts abolitionists Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth and poet Phyllis Wheatley, among other figures in African American history. Charlotte Bryant is director of Blue Triangle.
It's perfect for me to teach because I can tell students about the Underground Railroad.
The artist is John T. Biggers, a noted African-American muralist and educator. The building already had a leaky roof. Harvey's 4 feet of rain penetrated the walls and drenched the painting.
If you look carefully, you see little black spots. That's where the mold was on.
For the past decade, the Blue Triangle has begged for money to replace the roof, but never had any luck. Now that its famous mural is moldering, there's a sense of urgency. It joins the Alley, the Grand Opera, and others in a common fundraising plea: if you value arts and culture in Houston, we need help. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.